I am Mary Roach. I'm a doctor of pharmacy with over 25 years on the front lines of healthcare. I'm a proud Army veteran who served this country and continues to serve her community. And I am a lifelong servant leader, rooted in compassion, discipline, and truth. My path has taken me through some of the most respected institutions in this country: Howard University, Johns Hopkins, the NIH, Children's National, Ohio State. I earned my doctorate and Bachelor of Science from Howard and my master's from Ohio State. But the real education, the one that shaped my heart and sharpened my voice, came from serving people in their most critical moments. At Johns Hopkins, I supervised teams where lives were on the line. When phones went unanswered, I made it clear: we pick up by the third ring, because that could be a mother calling for her sick child, a man battling AIDS, or a family on the edge of crisis. We don't know who's on the line, but they are our family, and we show up for family. When no one stepped forward in emergencies, I did, because my oath is simple and non-negotiable: no patient dies on my shift. That same spirit drives my work in Ward 8. Years ago, I heard something at church that broke my heart. Children, right here in Wingate and the Gardens, home to over 750 families, were going to bed hungry. My husband and I, both Army strong, didn't wait. Within 48 hours, we were feeding those children: peanut butter, jelly, milk, paid for out of our own pockets. That small act grew into a movement. The government eventually stepped in. The program grew to Waldy Rec Center and beyond. And 20 years later, through rain, snow, heat, or ice, we never stopped. Winter, spring, summer, fall, if our families are in need, we are there. Not just feeding stomachs, but lifting spirits. With dignity, with quality, and with love. I don't do this for praise. I do it because it's right. I don't just talk about solutions, I live them. One of my patients was told she needed aggressive surgery, radiation, and drugs for breast cancer. She came to me terrified. Because of my training at the National Institutes of Health, I walked every step of that journey with her. Appointment by appointment, I challenged the plan of care. By her third visit, the oncologist said I was right. She avoided mutilating surgery and unnecessary medication, and 5 years later, she is cancer-free. That's what advocacy looks like. That's what courage looks like. And that's what Ward 8 deserves. Real leadership, grounded in real love for the people. So I'm not running for power. I'm running for purpose, for people, for progress, for the promise of our community. No child hungry, no family forgotten, no one left behind. We can build a Ward 8 where every voice is heard, every need is met, and every neighbor is valued. As your next council member, I will continue to hold my monthly Voice Your Concerns forums, because real leadership listens. Your voice matters, and I will make sure your concerns are heard, respected, and turned into action. I've been honored by Howard University, spotlighted by the Capital Area Food Bank, and recognized by the National Parks and Recreation Department. But my greatest honor has always been the trust of this community. So if you want leadership that listens, if you believe in strength wrapped in service, if you believe in solutions, not speeches, then I ask you to believe in me. On Election Day, write in Mary Roach. I'm ready to fight for you. I'm ready to serve Ward 8 with heart, courage, and results. Thank you. Candidate for Ward 8 council member, servant first, strong always, solutions every time.